الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما من مسلم يعود مسلما غدوة إلا صلى عليه 70,000 ملك حتى يمسي وإن عاده عشية إلا صلى عليه 70,000 ملك حتى يصبح أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, my young friends, and mothers and sisters listening from home, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In my previous Friday khutbah, I mentioned that Islam and our religion is a complete religion, is a very, very comprehensive religion. It places a lot of emphasis on showing courtesy towards other people, caring for other people. One of the ways of showing courtesy to other people and caring for other people and nurturing the tree of brotherhood, one very, very important action we can carry out in our life is to go and visit the sick person. Iyadatul Mareed. I mentioned many, many virtues in the light of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How virtuous it is to go to another person's house when he is sick. Iyadatul Mareed is one of the greatest sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ruling is quite different according to different ulama and different scholars. Some scholars, they say that annaha sunnatun mu'akkadah, then it is a sunnah mu'akkadah. It is an emphasized sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you study Sahih al-Bukhari, the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has dedicated one whole chapter for this. And he says that babun wujubu iyadatil mareed. That this chapter is to show the compulsion of visiting a sick person. He uses the word wujub. It is wajib, it is compulsory. And under this tarjamatul bab, under this chapter, Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, he brings a hadith, at'imul ja'i' wa'udul mareed wa fukkul aani. He mentions three things in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to feed the hungry one, a hungry person, and go visit the sick person, and free the captive. In all three commands, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam uses the verb amr. When amr is used, that means that al amru lil wujub. When you command someone to do something, in the Quran and in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is a principle of the jurisprudence that when there is amr, fa'ilul amr, when the verb amr is used, this is to show that the action is compulsory. It is wajib. So Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, he was of this opinion that it is wajib and compulsory for a person to go and visit a sick person. However, Imam Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala, another great scholar, he has written a very, very comprehensive commentary on Sahih Muslim and many other books. He has authored a great book, Riyadu Salihin, he is of this opinion, that annaha la tajib, that to visit a sick person is not wajib, is not compulsory. And Ibn al-Battal rahimahullahu ta'ala, who is also a commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, he says that in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he uses the verb amr, يَحْتَمِلُ أَن يَكُونَ الْأَمْرُ عَلَى الْوُجُوبِ بِمَعْنَ الْكِفَايَةِ بِمَعْنَ الْكِفَايَةِ. It is possible that in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he commands his believers and his ummatis to go and visit this sick person and he uses the verb amr, it is possible that this amr is used for wajib ala al-kifaya, wujub ala al-kifaya. And this was the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, which he says in al-ikhtiyarat, that annaha fardul kifayatin, that it is fardh ala al-kifaya. What's the difference between fardul ayn and fardul kifaya? Fardul ayn is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which comes to each and every single Muslim, and it is compulsory for every single Muslim to carry out that action. If a person was not, if one was to avoid and omit this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this obligation, then he will be sinful. Meaning, for example, performing salah, 5 times salah. If few people from the community come and perform fajr salah, rest of the people who omit fajr salah will not be absolved from this obligation. Every single person will have to perform Fajr Salah. Fasting in the month of Ramadan is compulsory upon each and every single Muslim. If few people fast in the month of Ramadan, others will not be absolved from this obligation. Whereas Fard Ala Al-Kifaya and Wujub Ala Al-Kifaya means that this is also compulsory, but if few people from the community, from a locality, they carry out this action, they perform this action, then others will be absolved from this obligation and they will not be sinful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if nobody carries out this action, then the entire community and entire locality will be sinful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as performing Salatul Janazah, if few people get together and perform Salatul Janazah, then nobody will be sinful in that locality, in that community, in that village. But if nobody performs Salatul Janazah, then everybody will be sinful. This is wujub ala al-kifaya and fard ala al-kifaya. And this is the ruling for visiting a sick person. That if one person was to go and visit a sick person, then the rest of the people will be absolved. But we can understand that just as it is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's some way or the other, it is also compulsory for us to go and visit our Muslim brother or our human brother. This is the ruling. Imam A'mash rahimahullahu ta'ala, great scholar, he used to say that kunna naq'udu fil majlis, that we used to hold gatherings daily. فَإِذَا فَقَدْنَا الرَّجُلَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ, and when we find a person absent for 3 days, سَأَلْنَا عَنْهُ, we would ask, that where is this brother? This is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you don't see a person in the community, in the masjid, you should inquire about that person. That I used to see this person every day in the masjid. What happened to him? Is he sick? Is he okay? Has anything happened to him? You should ask about him. This is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تَسَأَلْنَا عَنْهُ فَإِنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا عُدْنَاهُ. And when we find out, and when I am informed that this person and so person is sick, we would go and visit this person, because it is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should adopt this sunnah, we should bring this sunnah in our life as well. There are many, many wisdoms behind visiting a sick person. For everyone, for a person who's going and also for the person who is being visited. Because the person who will go and visit the sick person, when he goes to visit him, he will realize and he will be able to truly appreciate the blessings and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if he goes to a person who does not have a hand, his hand has been chopped off, or he has lost his eyesight, or he has lost his feet, he has lost any other organ of his body, then when he goes to visit this person, then he will be able to appreciate, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show gratitude over the blessings and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to me, that despite my sin, and despite my life being full of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has not taken away any blessing from me, and He has kept me intact. So you'll be able to truly appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also another benefit, when you go to visit a sick person, then you can ask him and you can request him to make dua for you. Because the person who is sick, his duas are rarely accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned the hadith last week that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of judgment that, O son of Adam, I was sick. Why didn't you come and visit me? Why didn't you come and visit me? I was sick. The servant will say that, how can I come and visit you? Whereas you are the Lord of all the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that so and so servant of mine was sick. If you had visited him, you would have found me close to him. So the sick person, he's very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he makes dua for you, his duas are accepted. This is another benefit for the person who's visiting the sick person. Also the person who's being visited, it is beneficial for him as well. Because he is afflicted with a calamity, with an illness. When you go there, when you say some good words to him, then he will feel comfort. And he will, his heart will be satisfied. He will feel that there is someone with me in this world. I'm not the only one suffering from this illness. So there are many, many benefits, other wisdoms, scholars and ulama have mentioned for visiting a sick person. But the gist of all this explanation is that we should bring this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life. So much emphasis has been placed in visiting a sick person that it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they both came and visited me when I was sick. فَوَجَدَانِي أُغْمِيَ عَلَيَّ, they both found me in the state that I was unconscious. When they came, فَتَوَضَّعَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ثُمَّ صَبَّ وَضُوءَهُ عَلَيَّ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he made wudu, he performed wudu, and after that he poured the leftover water from his wudu, the leftover water over me. He must have asked someone, that did anything happen when I was unconscious, or somebody just informed him that when you were unconscious, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is what happened. Now, why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pour this water over him? Because just as the water of Zamzam is extremely virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this leftover water from wudu is also virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the book on jurisprudence, Nurul Idah, the adab of wudu, the one adab and one etiquette mentioned there is that when you complete your wudu, you should stand up and drink the leftover water. Just as we do it for the water of Zamzam. That we stand up, face the Qibla, and then we drink the water of Zamzam. The wisdom behind this is that because these waters are extremely virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they hold a lot of blessing. There's a lot of barakah in this. So when you drink water standing up, then the water goes straight until your feet. So your whole body benefits from the blessing of this water. This is why you should stand up and then drink water. Whereas when you're sitting down, the water does not go to your feet. Sometimes it stops here. This is the wisdom. So, but some scholars, they say that this is when water is very, very less. When it is in less quantity, then you should stand up, face the Qibla, and then drink the water. So the water reaches the feet. If we have a lot of water like how we have today, we have water full of glass, full glass water, Zamzam, even if you're sitting down, you drink this water, inshallah this water will reach your feet and your whole body will be able to benefit from the blessing of this water. So this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he poured the leftover water over Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So I was mentioning that there's so much emphasis in visiting a sick person. That look, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visiting Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu even though he was unconscious. And I mentioned another thing in my previous khutbah, Friday khutbah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit small children as well. Small children. I mentioned the hadith that he visited a child who was not Muslim. He went there and then he presented Islam in front of him, and he requested him that if you wish to accept Islam, that you should embrace Islam, and he accepted Islam through the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us also bring this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. I know I promised last khutbah that inshallah I'll mention some manners and some etiquettes of visiting a sick person, but time does not permit me to say any more. Inshallah I'll try my best to mention the etiquettes in my next Friday khutbah inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.